This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we have a great show for you today. Woo-hoo! As we move out of the Thanksgiving weekend and into the Christmas season. And I think it's Happy Hanukkah today as well.
That's right. Happy Hanukkah to all the chosen people.
The beginning of Hanukkah. And yes, we got a great show for you today. And there's nothing like the holiday season, Rob. I really love the holiday season. You know,
no, it just, I agree.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
People have a different feel in the air.
Yep.
Some people are into giving, like Matthew Stafford. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we'll get
well, we will have plenty of time for you to pick on Stat Padford, as you call him. But yes, indeed. He was in a giving mood yesterday.
Once again, Chris. Once again.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. And to no delight of the Rams fans, for sure. But did you have a great holiday, Thanksgiving?
Yeah, everything was great. You know, worked a double shift, worked the shows, kept the Odd Couple alive.
Wow.
Ate some good food. You know what? I have to hope keep the show together. You know what I'm saying? You know,
if that's how you want to put it, then
the Odd Couple was live.
I guess you deserve that right now.
We were live. Bill O'Reilly said, we'll do it live.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
That's right. And we did it live Thursday and Friday. But all good. You know, Rob G's a little under the weather. Let's wish him best of
absolutely
getting well as quickly as possible. So hopefully that happens.
Absolutely. So we got the Odd Couple crew, though, in effect. In for Rob G is Ryan Bershinger, the producer, super producer. DJ Alex Teichert, fresh off a four-day weekend.
He didn't know what to do with himself.
So
he probably got crazy. He didn't eat a hamburger. He just played in it like it was Play-Doh. You know what I mean?
I'll say this, Rob. I loved being on your management staff, but after joining CB's, I'm going to enjoy the holidays off.
I see. I mean, he was like, this is unbelievable. I'm off for like
this
4 days.
This is the life. This
right.
is the life.
Rob
did
had,
you
Rob
eat,
had
did
no
you eat
idea.
Vegan turkey, Alex?
No, I'm not for that, CB. I'm not for that.
You're not for vegan.
Nah, because I'm like, if I'm going to have meat, I'm just going to eat meat, right?
Yep, I agree.
But hey, I mean, I eat like Beyond Burger and Impossible Burger and all that stuff.
I just rather have turkey on Thanksgiving if that's what I'm trying to do.
You
so
ate
I just
turkey?
Have fruits and vegetables.
Oh, okay. I thought for a minute you ate right. turkey. All
Tofurkey.
Right.
Okay. Tofurkey. Yeah, the only right. thing is the skin is fake, too, so don't eat too tofurkey.
Well, we want to welcome in. On the updates is who? Brian Finley, the loquacious one. I know that voice anywhere. All right, Rob, let's get into it because there is so much to talk about, not just NFL, but baseball.
Baseball,
well.
They're going bonkers, Chris,
yeah,
with the money.
Free agency,
bonkers.
The hot stove is a spending spree. But we'll start with the NFL, of course, coming off a football Sunday. And, Rob, you and I, we said when everybody in the preseason, smart football folks, we're saying the Rams are going to the Super Bowl. We're saying Matt Stafford's going to be the MVP. You and I both were like, slow down. Pump the brakes. All right. I do think Matthew Stafford is an upgrade over Jared Goff. But the question is, how much of an upgrade? We know his numbers are gaudy, and his numbers were gaudy in Detroit. But I felt like, Rob, he's got to prove it on the big stage. All right? Of course, he faced pressure coming out as the number one pick in the draft. But for the most part, for his career, Rob, Matthew Stafford has been out of the limelight. Matthew Stafford has been in meaningless games for the most part. He's played 3 playoff games, but lost all 3. Only threw 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions in those 3 playoff games. And so let's wait and see what he does when the lights are the brightest, when the opponent is stellar. Does he show up? And Rob, sadly for Rams fans, so far, the answer has been no. And here's the deal. He entered this season, Rob, and you probably know this stat well. 8-68. Entering this season against teams with winning records. And this year, Rob, that gaudy 7-1 record the Rams built up, for the most part, it was against tomato cans.
Yep.
It was against chumps. They're 1-4 against teams with winning records. They did beat Tampa Bay. Congratulations.
That was week 3, Chris. You know how long ago that was?
Right. And Tampa's defense was horrible at that point. All right, but Arizona's beating them. And these last three losses, Tennessee, yesterday Green Bay, before that San Francisco, all winning teams, all the types of teams, and some of them just the flat-out teams that they will have to face in the playoffs. And Matthew Stafford, Rob, three consecutive games with pick sixes. Oh, I know he threw the 79-yarder to Van Jefferson. I know he threw the 54-yarder or whatever it was to OBJ. But the fumble, the interception, the pick six. Matthew Stafford now, Rob, five turnovers in his five interceptions and a fumble in his last three games. You called it. You've called him Stat Padford. And right now, that's what he's looking like. And the Rams are in trouble because of it.
And Chris, you know this was not a second guess or anything. And I stood by even early on when I was getting beat up and they were 7-1. And what did I say to you? Wait till they play the better teams. That's always been my argument about Stat Padford. People in Detroit, nobody, Chris, in Detroit is shocked by what they've seen. Nobody. Because we've seen this. And you talked about it just a minute ago. It ain't like he never sniffed the playoffs or he never had a chance to win a big game. It ain't true. They went to the playoffs three times. Jim Caldwell, who took the Indianapolis Colts, right?
To the Super Bowl.
To the Super Bowl. Was his coach.
Yep.
There were opportunities.
One of the best receivers ever. Calvin
Chris,
Johnson.
He was the number one pick out of Georgia. Did they win a national championship I missed? Don't act like he's never had a chance. And I get it. All the analysts and all the former players who were like jumping on the bandwagon. We even saw Chris, remember Peter King? MVP, might throw for 6,000 yards. You remember all that? And they had their chest stuck out and all that early on. Chris called it tomato cans. That's who he destroys. When I talk about Stat Padford, I'm not saying he's a bum or he can't play. I said when he beats the good teams on the big stage with the brightest lights, let me know. I'll raise my hand and say I was wrong. I wasn't wrong. Detroit wasn't wrong. We've seen this movie over and over and over. And Chris, you talked about it again. When the game was in the balance, fumble set up a score. Pick six. Another score. That's when the game was in the balance. You want to throw the ball up to Odell, Chris. I'm not going to take it away from you. 54 yards. That's during garbage time. So Matthew Stafford does not – I'm not surprised. And all – dude, they've been killing me on LA radio when I fill in. Fred Rogan and Rodney Pete. Eric Dickerson. Oh, you know what? Oh, you don't know what you're talking about, Chris.
Well, Dickerson was on our show, Mr.
You remember
Ram,
that?
And
we
he
went
said,
at it.
And we asked him, because look, Jared Goff put up gaudy numbers at times with the Rams. He led them to the Super Bowl. I remember that battle
Chris,
on Monday, was that Monday night with
yes.
the Kansas City Chiefs, Mahomes, Goff.
And it was like
54-51 or
something
like that.
It was a big score. Jared Goff was the quarterback.
Yeah.
And let's not act like, Chris, they went into that Super Bowl against New England averaging 33.6 points a game.
Right.
What are you acting like the Rams didn't have an offense? But Todd Gurley was a part of it. I'm going to give you three things. Why they are where they are. Sean McVay, Chris, has lost his way. They're not running the ball. They abandoned the run too quickly. And they used to be play action, which opened up stuff, right, for the quarterback.
Right.
They don't do that anymore. Now it's like, let Stafford stay in the pocket and throw and just keep trying to go for home runs. Their defense, which last year went into the playoffs, number one. And people picked them to beat Green Bay in Green Bay because that defense was number one overall. They're in the 20s now, Chris.
Yep.
They're getting worked over like a burger and fries every week.
And lastly, that's the thing about these last three games quickly, Rob.
Yep.
Tennessee, San Francisco, and Green Bay have been more physical. I didn't think I'd see a team with Aaron Donald throwing Von Miller on the front, like getting manhandled. Maybe that's a little strong, but out-toughed.
Yep, pushed around.
It's happening.
And lastly, Matthew Stafford, you can't do it, Chris. I mean, what is it? Schwab is the last quarterback. He had four straight games with pick six. The last time it happened, Matt Schwab, remember him?
Right,
the quarterback. He had four games. And here, you ready for this? And it's not to compare. These two guys aren't the same, obviously. Matthew Stafford has thrown three pick sixes, one in each game, the last three games. Aaron Rodgers, in his entire career, Chris, has three pick sixes. How is that possible? Three in his entire career. He throws the football.
Right. Right. I don't think I'm as down on Stafford as you are, but I just wanted to prove it before I crown you. You want to crown him? Then go ahead and crown him. That's what I was saying. Right. He hasn't earned that. Gaudy numbers on a horrible team for a decade. And you want me to say he's about to, you know, run into the Hall of Fame with his chest stuck out?
Hey,
no!
And Rams fans, if you're not asking yourself this right now, something's wrong with you. Where's your Messiah now?
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
Chris, they called him the Messiah. They got their missing piece. This is before Von Miller joined the team.
Right.
Before Odell, they thought they had it. They were like, all we need is a quarterback who can make the throws. That's
it. Well, look, Dickerson was on our show, Rob, and what'd he say? The difference between Goff and Stafford is that for Goff, everything had to be perfect.
Yes.
Stafford could make mountains out of molehills. He could make lemonade out of lemons. I can't tell.
No.
I'm not drinking lemonade. Rams fans aren't drinking lemonade. They got a bunch of sour lemons right now. I mean, it ain't over. You know, they should make the playoffs. I mean, at this point, Rob, it's not guaranteed.
No, not where
they
are.
But they should make the playoffs.
Where they were. And Chris, right. Other than Jacksonville next week, go look at that schedule.
Well, right. They got to get right against Jacksonville. And then
if they don't blow Jacksonville out and get some confidence and feel better, look at it. They got San Francisco. They got a couple of tough
Arizona.
Teams. Yes. No, they got Arizona, in the desert, because Arizona beat them already in L.A.
Yep. Now, they got some tough sledding ahead of them. And they all got to get right. Like you said, Sean McVay is not blameless.
Nope.
He's got to get right. Stafford's got to get right, and that defense got to get right. I don't know if they for some reason, were they fat and happy? Why? You lost in the second round of the playoffs. Why were you fat and happy? But that defense isn't the same, so they better get it together, too.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Yes, indeed, it is the iCouple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we got our man, the Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Followed by Sources Say, as we do every Monday.
Definitely want to hear from Rod Woodson, just on some NFL stuff and where he is, Chris.
Yeah, he's always
the other one, too, is Big Ben, Chris, please.
Yeah, I mean, look, it is what it is. Like, people saying, oh, they shouldn't have brought him back. Who are you throwing in there?
Well, but
like, I'm not looking to him at the future.
At this
but
point,
they
though,
got nothing
Haskins
else.
Can't play at all. He can't get any
He
snaps.
Must be horrible, man. Or immature. I don't know what his problem is, but there's something going on. Because you're
Am
right.
Am I right? Because you got to put him in for get some snaps. Can we just see if he can play?
I'm with you. I was actually, I don't want to say excited. That's too strong. But I thought it was a good pickup. right? When they picked him, what do you have to lose? It's a top pick formerly.
He was a top pick. He could maybe he just needed a change of scenery,
right?
After that whole remember COVID thing, his coach is battling, you know, had cancer, and he's at a strip club with no mask and just
He seemed immature, right? And you figured, okay, around Mike Tomlin, maybe that'll help him mature. But what I'm gathering, Rob, is that he's not showing them a dang thing in practice. You know what I mean?
We talked about – who else did we talk about like that too, Chris? Because
– yeah, that's
– was somebody. It Fields?
Yeah. We were saying Justin Fields,
like,
right.
They must know something we don't know.
Yep.
Okay, because they didn't want to play him.
Yep, exactly. And so – because remember, when Ben was out, who'd they play? They played Mason Rudolph.
Yep.
And they know it's Rudolph, not the future, right? So it's unfortunate. But yeah, Dwayne Haskins, it looks like he's just not the guy. But look, this could be Tomlin's. Looks like it will be his first losing record ever. Season with a losing record.
They're not rallying. I can't see it.
They're not rallying to make the playoffs sure. I mean, could they rally and finish 500?
But with the uneven game, you know what I mean?
Because they had the tie, right. They could be 8-8-1. I think that's possible.
You're right.
They're not going to make the playoffs, but I think that's very possible. But and then we'll see. You know, I mean, there's talk. Remember, he and Aaron Rodgers were throwing bouquets at each other a few weeks ago. So maybe Rodgers could end up. If I'm Rodgers or Russell Wilson or even Deshaun Watson and I'm looking for a fresh start, then Pittsburgh is certainly on my list.
Well, you got to keep the tires, no doubt.
You know, another team that's on my list, Rob, is Cleveland. Mm-hmm. They're on my list. And if I'm the Cleveland Browns, Rob, I'm flirting. I'm kicking the tires. I'm spitting game at Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and if he's allowed to play football going forward, Deshaun Watson. Now, I may not get him. But I'm trying to, because Baker Mayfield, who may be their quarterback in the future, like, he's not horrible. He's been playing horrible lately, but he's not horrible. I think he's a good quarterback. He's just not great. He's not elite, and I don't see him becoming elite. All right? But if I can do better, I will. If not, I'll stick with him. But Rob, he has lost 5 of the last 7 games in which he started. His last 3 games combined, he's had a completion percentage of 50%. He's got 3 touchdowns and 3 picks in those last 3 games. And like 5 of his last 6 starts, they've scored fewer than 17 points. Baker Mayfield has not been able to move the offense, Rob. And against Baltimore, I mean, Baltimore all but handed him the game. And we'll get into Lamar Jackson and his struggle.
Lamar had how many?
4 interceptions.
Four interceptions. I mean, you
and
can't.
And they turned the three in the second quarter, the Browns turned into 3 points. That's just a no.
Like, it's just you can't have Chris.
Right.
When you win the turnover battle, right, we could just go look it up, the numbers. You normally win a football game if you have the turnover, if you win the turnover battle.
Absolutely. And the fact that he turned 4 picks or 3 picks in the second quarter into 3 points,
Can I say something?
You can't do it. Yeah, go ahead.
I think he's hurt. And I'm not a doctor. I haven't examined him. I haven't, Chris. Something is not right. And if he's hurt, A, he shouldn't be playing. I understand that you want to try to push through and do what you can. He don't look like the same quarterback from a year ago that won 11 games.
Even earlier in the season.
Right, that beat the Steelers in the playoffs. It doesn't seem right. And I'm not making excuses. That's just my gut, Chris. Something ain't right. He played well last year in some big spots and won some big games. And now he's a shell of himself. This is as bad as he's been, Chris. Baker Mayfield has not been this bad. I can't. What am I watching? This does not look like him.
I'll give you. He is hurt, but he's not injured. And there's a difference. We know it's become a cliche. When you're injured, you can't play. You know who's injured? Jack Conklin, their Pro Bowl tackle, offensive tackle, who got hurt last night. He's out for the season now. You know who's injured? Christian McCaffrey, who's got the ankle injury, out for the season, can't play. Baker Mayfield is hurt, Rob. But guys play when they're hurt in the NFL. I'm sorry. He should be playing in my book. I get it. You got a torn labrum on your non-throwing shoulder. A lot of guys play through a torn labrum. Okay? He's got the fracture in the shoulder. Okay. He's got a sore foot. He's got a sore knee, a bruised knee. But the medical staff has cleared him to play. And Rob, we just talked about it. Aaron Rodgers, you talked about him faking out Jalen Ramsey with a fractured toe. He's playing through it.
Tom Brady played three touchdowns and 300 yards.
Tom Brady played last year with a torn MCL the entire season. We can go back to Phillip Rivers, playing in the playoff game, right? The AFC Championship game against New England with a torn ACL. This is the NFL. And I will give Baker that he is tough. I'll give him that he's committed and he's trying his best. And I do think the injuries hurting him to some degree.
In the pocketbook,
but I'm not going to sit here and act, well, I don't sitting out with injury isn't going to get him the contract either.
But playing poorly where people don't think you can play when you're not healthy, that's just my gut. He wants to do what he can for the team. Last year, they won 11 games. They felt like they had something going. They played the Chiefs pretty well in that playoff game before they got eliminated for three and a half quarters, Chris. But I don't know. I'm just telling you, like, I don't think he's that bad.
He's banged up, and I think it's affecting him. But I think, look, we going to Case Keenum? He of the 28-35 record as a starter? He of the one good season in his whole career as far as winning?
I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
And I just, it's football, man, you know, and you play through it if you can. I mean, we had Michael Vick on our show, First Things First, talking about how he played through a fractured finger. Russell Wilson has come back early from the fractured finger. It's what you do. All right, speaking of playing poorly, though, Rob, how about the other guy? Lamar Jackson. They have the best record in the AFC. Now, we got to say that, right? They've been finding a way to
big,
win.
They've won some big games early, Chris. They beat Kansas City. At 11-point comeback in the fourth quarter on the road. Who else did they come back and beat?
Indianapolis. Indianapolis was up big.
Big.
Detroit had some ugly wins.
Remember teams that they
shouldn't be struggling with, that they've struggled with.
Yep.
But Lamar, Rob, he had four interceptions on Sunday. We all saw that. That's obviously an aberration. But in his last five games, he's had moments. He had a moment yesterday where he scrambled through the long pass to Mark Andrews, his tight end, who made that one-handed catch. It was tremendous.
Right.
Then he scrambled in that possession and threw the touchdown to Andrews. So he's going to have moments. But overall, Rob, he hadn't been that good. He's had last five games, he's thrown for 7 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. And I get it. The 4 yesterday boosted it. But even if you take those 4 away, 5 interceptions in his last 5 starts.
It hadn't been pretty.
Hadn't run for a touchdown since week 2 in that game you mentioned against Kansas City. So there is talk that teams have figured out if you put pressure on him, if you can get pressure without blitzing, great. But if you have to blitz, then blitz the heck out of him like Miami did. And if you put pressure on him, he's going to struggle. He's been one of the worst quarterbacks against the blitz, and he hasn't been able to make them pay. And so how concerned are you about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens?
I'm not overly concerned. I think this is a bad patch that they can work their way through. And the one thing I do like, Chris, is they always find a way to win. There's something about that. And ugly, whatever you want to call it, if they were playing like this and they lost that game to the Lions, or they lost this game here, right, to the Browns, then it's a totally different dynamic. But good teams find a way to win when things aren't right. He's got to play better. You know, he can't go in the playoffs and turn the ball over, throw four picks. You know, I mean, he was doing his Matthew Stafford impersonation last night.
Yeah,
he was. Really? You ain't going to win no playoff games like that. Very seldom.
Right, right.
But I'm not there. I'm not somehow, and we know the AFC hasn't been great, but they still have the best record in the AFC, which is incredible, considering the bumpy road that it's been.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing a towel in on them. I think they can get righted in the next 5 or 6 weeks, Chris, and then be ready to make that run and have a chance.
Their A game is right there with just about anybody in the league. That's the thing. The problem is they don't bring their A game very often.
Right.
You know, they just don't. I mean, the Bengals beat them 41-17. Bengals are another team, Rob. Their A game is incredible, but they're inconsistent just like the Ravens. And so I agree with you. I wouldn't write them off. I think the favorite, you know, I wouldn't pick them as the favorite in the AFC. But they're, you know, like you said, the whole conference has been up and down. We know about Kansas City's early struggles. We know about Buffalo being inconsistent, up and down. New England has been steady. We're going to get into them a little bit later. But, you know, they don't have personnel that's scaring you. And Cincinnati's just as inconsistent as the Ravens are. So
they had some big moments this year, Chris, and then wet the bed.
Like, yeah, and they had a great win yesterday over Pittsburgh. They blasted them, and I know Pittsburgh.
And then you wonder, is it them or is it Pittsburgh? Because you know what I mean.
Like, I think they're like Baltimore in that they got a high ceiling, but they just don't reach it very often. You know, but yeah, Lamar's got to adjust because teams have adjusted. Teams feel like this is the way to neutralize him. He's going to have a few big moments, but this is the best way to defend him. And now it's on him to adjust.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
That's our Hall of Fame defensive back, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, Rod Woodson. What's up, brother?
What's up, Rod?
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
How was your Thanksgiving, man?
Yes, go ahead.
Man, Thanksgiving was awesome. Ate me a lot of turkey and some ham, so I gained a lot of weight.
Yes, you and me both.
All you know is when you got to, like, undo that belt. You know what I mean?
I know, man.
All right. Absolutely.
Hey, Rod, it was some great football over the weekend, starting with Thanksgiving Day. But let's go to Baltimore first. They're finding a way to win ugly. But yeah. Lamar's – and it's not even just the four interceptions yesterday. We know over the last five games or so, he just hasn't been that electric guy for the most part that we've become used to seeing. Are you concerned about him? I know there's talk around the league that if you blitz him, go cover zero, you can neutralize him. What are your thoughts on him and, you know, this notion that they got a defense out there that can give him some problems?
Well, you know, you go back to Miami when Miami did that to him, and they really didn't have an answer for it. And I'm not talking about Lamar. I'm talking about the offensive coaching staff. The coaching staff in general didn't have an answer to that. But if you go zero blitz, then you should stack your receivers and always bring that outside underneath guy back across. One of those guys are going to be open. Right. I mean, it's just the way it is. I'm not really concerned. I'm concerned in the fact that once they get to the postseason, if somebody has that game plan and they haven't changed and they don't have an answer for it, that's what concerns me more than anything. That it's been several games now that, like, the coaching staff doesn't have an answer for that at this point. You know, obviously the four interceptions, they did not look good because some of them are just drop zones, and he threw it right to the DB. Right. And so that's a little concerning. But at the end of the day, again, they have to win, and that's what they've done. Even when he hasn't played great, so the defense has gotten a little bit better. And, you know, they got some turnovers to give them short field positions. They're not, they're letting opposing offenses put a lot of points on the board, and that's allowed them to keep winning football games. So that's what's important. But the bigger picture is you just want to have an answer once the postseason gets here and somebody has that game plan where they're just going to put, you know, six on the line and blitz six and do zero coverage behind it and see if the Ravens have an answer for that or not.
Hey, Rod, everybody wanted to crown Matthew Stafford that he was going to be the MVP and he's with the Rams and they're going to the Super Bowl. And I've watched his just about every snap. And since he came into the league, obviously I worked in Detroit and I told everybody to pump the brakes because the guy doesn't beat good teams. He kills also Rams and bad teams. Now, lately, and there's more than just him. I think McVay has gone away from what, you know, got that team rolling with play action and running the football. All he wants to do is throw now, and the defense isn't nearly as good. But what do you make of Matt Stafford the last three games against better competition, all the picks, three straight games with pick sixes? What are you seeing from him?
You know, I'm just disappointed in missing the open receivers the way he has in the last several weeks. I mean, guys are wide open. He's throwing the ball, you know, 3 feet over their head, too far in front of them, too low, too far behind them. That's really what's concerning. Also, he is a veteran quarterback, so he shouldn't really get confused when he sees a single high safety playing a little high and he's coming down late to take the curl flat. I mean, that's normal in the National Football League. So those type of things have confused him a little bit, and that's concerning to me. Secondly, what's concerning is that McVay, there's no running game.
None.
I mean, I don't know if this is, you know, because, you know, Andy Reid used to do the same thing, right, where Andy would get away from the run game for so long. And it just seems like offensive coaches always think they're geniuses when they throw the football, but they're not geniuses when they run the football.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. I just think that you have to, in some form or fashion, in the National Football League, be balanced to keep the defense, you know, off guard. And they really haven't done that. And that put more pressure on Matthew Stafford, and he really hasn't delivered the last 3 weeks.
Do you think the lack of a run game and lack of long drives and eating up clock, time of possession, is having an effect? I mean, I know it's having some effect on the defense,
right?
But they've really fallen off from the best in the league last year to the middle of the pack at best.
They're in the 20s.
Why,
Chris,
do you think that they've kind of fallen off like that defensively?
I mean, look at some of the play. You know, so I think losing Hill, the defensive back, the corner, right? I think losing him really hurt. Because they really don't have three guys now, right? I mean, you got Jalen Ramsey, but Jalen's, you know, you have him. Then your next guy is Williams. And Williams, you know, I mean, sometimes he plays unsound football. You know, you look at the safeties, they have bad angles at times, you know. And I like their secondary. I like the players that they have. They just – haven't played the way they did last year.
Let me ask you this, Rod. Ramsey, on that play with Aaron Rodgers at the goal line, he faked. How hard is that? The guy's running. Should he have been able to tackle Aaron Rodgers? He faked the throw in the end zone, and you have to stop, don't you, when he fakes the throw or not? Tell me.
We're always taught, when you are tackling, say you're blitzing a quarterback, right?
Okay.
And the quarterback pumps, run through it. Mm. Never jump to go through. Now, we say that, coaches tell you that, but your natural instinct is to jump. And I know I was a blitzing nickel, right? And I would sometimes run through it, and sometimes I would jump. Now, when a quarterback came out like he did, I would have ran through him. Like, if you want to throw it,
that's not my guy. Great play by Rodgers. Yeah.
Right. You're not worried about the guy in the end zone, right? That's not my guy.
My job at that point is to not let Aaron Rodgers get outside of me.
And I'm not going to let him get outside of me by running through him. He can pump if he wants to, but I would have hit him right below the numbers where it's legal in the National Football League today. So, you know, I say that, but I do feel for Jalen because that natural instinct to jump and to knock the ball down is in your body. It's just there. You just have to get through that. You know, I would have personally ran through it, but you never know. You know, the young Rock probably would have jumped up and tried to knock it down too.
Rod, last thing, I've been having this debate. Rob and I just debated it. Look, I think Baker Mayfield, yeah, he's hurt, he's dinged up, but he should be playing. Like, you play through stuff like that in the NFL. So others that I've debated with think he should be sitting down and getting healthy. Where are you at on him? I know we all know he's playing poorly. That's one thing we all can agree on.
But he looks like he's hurt, Rod.
But do you think he shouldn't be playing physically?
He's hurt. He's banged up. But he's a country warrior, right? He does have that in him, right? He's a tough, gritty guy. That's why the Browns and the people of Ohio love him, because he's that gritty guy that talks a lot of noise, gets up, you know, bangs his chest. That's what they like about him. And, yeah, he's probably more banged up than you want as your quarterback in the National Football League. He's trying to play through it. And he's struggling. Obviously, they haven't played great on defense. They haven't this past game,
yeah, the defense played wonderful. Right.
They played wonderful. I mean, getting four interceptions and all that, but still losing. You know, that to me is concerning. I don't think it's all Baker Mayfield's fault. I just think they haven't been able to run the football consistently. And this is a run-first football team.
Right. They got two running backs.
They got
and Baltimore shut that down.
When they're running for 150 yards a game, they win. When they're not running for over 100 yards a game, they're not going to win. Right. I mean, that's just the way they're set up. And, you know, Baker is playing the best he can. He is banged up and beat up. He is country tough, so to speak. But he just hasn't played. They haven't, on offense, hasn't played up to par to what they did in the early part of the season.
All right. You know who else is country tough? Rod Woodson.
That's right.
Thanks a lot, brother.
We'll talk to you next week,
as always, man.
All right, man. I appreciate you, man.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder. I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.